Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I'm really excited because for the first time ever, I have a guest from the Great White North, the land of Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, Edge, Christian, Iron Mike Sharp, and many other great Canadian professional wrestlers. Tonight, my guest will be the Gentleman Grappler, Leo London. And we will be talking about his career, his life outside the ring somewhat. I'm sure we'll get into it. We will just cover a bunch of different topics tonight with Mr. London. And hopefully get the fans who are unfamiliar with his work, as I am, admittedly, a little more familiar with Mr. London. So I will be waiting for him to call in, which should happen momentarily. Oh, excuse me. That cough came out of nowhere. And now, this week, I will be doing my normal Monday, Wednesday, and Friday shows. This Wednesday, I do not have a time as of yet, but this Wednesday I will be joined by Miss Callie, and we will be interviewing Northern Wrestling Federation superstars Star Rider and Nikki Victory. So I'm looking forward to that, and I will be posting a time for that on Facebook and on Twitter when I get that. That will be tomorrow night. And so it'll be and then Friday night, I'm sure I will have a very special I'm working on a very special interview. Hopefully I can get that worked out. And and I'll have something lined up for Friday. So just here momentarily, I will be joined. I keep saying we as if I have a co-host, but for tonight, at least, I do not. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, all the way from Manitoba, Canada, Leo London, welcome to Matt Chat.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
I found you on Twitter, which weirdly, is how I find most of my guests lately, it seems.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. So tell the listeners a little bit about your in-ring style, how long you've been wrestling.
I started officially in 2010. I would say my style is more based off a really old English style. Was popular with joint promotions or World of Sports style. Very technical, ground-based, submission-type stuff.
Yeah, I watched a couple of your videos on YouTube, and that was what I got. I got very old-school English-based wrestling, and I thought, I like this guy. I really like this guy because that is the kind of style that I grew up watching. The 80s WWF is what I grew up watching, and that's kind of what it reminded me of, and I thoroughly enjoyed what I watched of you. What I was able to watch.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You said you started around officially in 2010?
Yeah. I think for River City, no, Steel Town Pro Wrestling. Closed down now.
That's maybe why I've not heard of them.
They had a short, but very active. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I try to keep myself apprised on as many promotions throughout the world as I can.
My home promotion is Premier Championship Wrestling, or PCW, in Winnipeg. That's where I've got to wrestle a bunch of big names, I would say. I've wrestled Kenny there 8 times, Kenny Omega, Steve Corino, I don't know, guys like that. We've got Dalton Castle on February 15th.
I saw your match with, or I saw one of your matches with Kenny Omega on YouTube. It was a tag team match, and I was impressed. I don't remember Kenny Omega having that particular gimmick that he had at the time, but I don't really think I. This was back in 2013, I believe, and I really don't think I heard of Kenny Omega until about 2015. So.
Yeah, when Kenny comes home, PCW is also his home promotion where he started. When he comes home, he's not the cleaner. He wants to have fun, and kind of, you know, just be with his friends and the people who have watched him grow up. So he just does a lot of comedy stuff, and he still works really hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's folding it in. He's just not going out there to have an Okada match, you know?
Yeah.
He just does different stuff.
I totally get that.
Yeah. It's very nice of him to come and do that, because he certainly doesn't have to at this point. He doesn't need indie wrestling money.
So,
yeah.
As you know, since you know him, I'm going to ask you, there's a big controversy of where he will be going. Do you think he'll go to WWE, or do you think he'll go to AEW with his friends?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I don't bother him about stuff like that, you know. When I do talk to him, it's very quick. Like, we talk about the match. Quick congratulations, and then talk about video games or something else, because I'm sure he's tired of hearing about that stuff. Whatever.
I can
imagine.
I
just want to do whatever's going to make him happy. You know, going to be happiest, that's where he's going to go.
That makes perfect sense. Now, you brought up video games, and on your Twitter profile, it says you are a geek.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What is your favorite video game franchise?
A franchise?
Yeah.
Probably Pokemon is my favorite franchise.
Not many people would go with Pokemon as their favorite video game franchise. I give you credit for that. That's definitely a different answer. Personally, I'm more of a Grand Theft Auto type guy.
Oh, not me. That's not my thing at all. I do play, like, that's my favorite franchise. My favorite game is, oh, wait, I guess Final Fantasy is my favorite franchise. Yeah.
Okay, that's a great franchise as well.
Yeah.
And your Twitter bio also says that you wrestle in Chucks.
Yeah.
What brought that about? Because I've only seen two or three people ever wrestle in Chucks. Now, do you wrestle in the boots, or do you just wrestle in the more shooter style?
No, I wrestle in classic, like, high-top Chuck Taylors. So I was on tour, and the bottom sole of my boot, like, split, like, my wrestling boots, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? But I have Chuck Taylors that are black on black, so you, like, from a distance, you wouldn't even be able to tell. So I just threw those on under my kick pads, and it was comfortable, so I just kept doing it. And I'm still kind of hoping for an endorsement deal or something, but, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. If you get that deal, I want 3%. I think somebody getting an endorsement deal for Chucks would be a great thing, especially a professional wrestler. I mean, professional wrestlers in general don't get endorsement deals anyway, unless they're like WWE guys who really don't need the endorsements.
Yeah, they definitely don't look to independent wrestling for that stuff. I think
Eric
Cannon has one with Pabst Blue Ribbon, maybe, or at least
I believe he does, actually. I think that's one of the very few exceptions to the no endorsement thing.
Yeah.
What has been, now, do you only wrestle in Canada, or have you ventured down into the States?
Not been stateside yet, across Canada, but I'm also working on my education and stuff, so I can't be away for that long to go down there. Unfortunately, like, I'm not at the level where an independent promoter would pay my flights and stuff like that. So unless they were going to fly me there and back in the same weekend, I can't go to the States. Like, logistically, I just can't do it.
That makes sense. I totally understand that. I know people who have missed out on opportunities because of the logistics just wasn't doable.
Yeah, and I understand that, like, I'm not a name or anything at all, so they have no reason to shell out that much money for me, because the reality is I'm not going to draw in a whole bunch of fans, so Yeah, I want to entertain people, and I love being a wrestler and all that stuff, but I also have other aspirations in my life that I need to work on as well. So you got to divide it evenly, you know?
Absolutely. Like I said, I watched some of your YouTube stuff, and for anybody that's out there listening, if you don't already, go to this gentleman's YouTube, look at his stuff. There's not a whole lot there, but what's there is very entertaining. So,
yeah, I'm very selective. If the camera works shoddy, or somebody slips or something like that, I tend not to upload the match. I'm very particular. And I kind of want people to come to the shows more than watch stuff online.
Oh, absolutely.
So you find me on YouTube as Leo and David London. And on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's Leo London 23. Yeah.
Now, what?
So,
do you have any big matches coming up in the next little while that you could plug?
I have a big show on February 15th. PCW is in Winnipeg, our home base, and we very rarely do they bring in imports, unless you count Kenny, who's only there because he kind of lives there. So we're bringing in Dalton Castle, so it's going to be a big show, and I'll be defending the PCW Tag Team Championships, but not sure against who, because it's always an open challenge. We'll fight any tag team from any promotion from anywhere in the world that wants to come and try and take the belts from us.
That is a very bold thing to do. I'm personally a huge fan of open challenges. Like, there for a while, the only thing keeping me watching Raw was open challenges.
Like, John Cena did it for a long time with the U.S. title, and it was very entertaining every week.
Absolutely, and Seth Rollins did it with the Intercontinental title, and that was entertaining always.
Yep, the fans get a surprise when my opponents come out. I get a surprise when my opponents come out, and then we got to make magic right then. So it's interesting.
Yeah, that's one thing I think is lost in professional wrestling is the surprise with the internet. I think the internet kind of is what has hurt professional wrestling the most. I don't know what your feelings on that are.
I would say it's the best thing to happen and the worst thing to happen at the same time. Because you're right. It does make surprises harder, and it's kind of like when I was a fan and I didn't know all this stuff, it's almost like a magician, right? I love magic, and I started to learn magic. And then I realized if I knew the tricks, it wasn't magic. And that's how wrestling got spoiled for me when I was younger, because of the internet. But the good part of that is, like, you discovered my work over Twitter on the internet. And I've met a lot of fans that way. Before our T-shirts sold out, I had to ship them to the UK, the United States, and two to Japan. And I've never wrestled in the UK, America, or Japan, but they bought my T-shirts. So it's good to connect that way and get your name out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so a bit of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it really is. If the quote-unquote dirt sheets would just not post spoilers, that would be, and even fans who attend shows that are pre-taped, if they wouldn't post spoilers, that would make wrestling a lot better. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, people always love the gossip and stuff like that. So.
Oh yeah.
But I imagine back in the day when it was like, you know, newspaper articles and stuff, it was a little bit, you'd have to go out of your way to get that stuff. And by the time it was made it to print, it was probably old news.
Yes, very much so. I remember getting here in our local paper, there was or one of the many local papers here, there was an article by this guy who did wrestling topics, news. And it was just a little corner of the newspaper, and the one article was Owen Hart had passed away.
Oh.
I got the newspaper article a week after it happened. So it was like, I already know this and I'm still sad about it. And this just makes me even more sad.
That's understandable. I mean, yeah, so, you're kind of reliving it twice then.
Exactly. I was like, I heard about it the very next day because I wasn't able to watch it on pay-per-view, and honestly, I'm glad I didn't. But when I heard about it the next day, I was at school and I was pretty broken up about it.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people were.
Oh, absolutely. So, what to you has been your let's track back to what we're actually on here for. what has been your personal biggest accomplishment in professional wrestling to you?
Well, that's tough. I'm gonna do three quick ones. Number one was wrestling kind of a professional rival, a guy named Jay Walker, for the NXW Championship with Brett the Hitman Hart as the ringside enforcer. And that son of a bitch came in the ring and stopped me from winning the match and hit me with a dusty elbow because I was, let's say, using some nefarious tactics to retain my title. And he was having none of it. So just Brett being directly involved in my match is pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. All the times I've wrestled Kenny is a huge deal. I learned so much. Like, I wrestled him in October, just this past October, while he was the IWGP heavyweight champion. And it was filmed for a TSN documentary that's been announced. I think it's airing March 27th. So that's huge. Getting to work with him so much is a pleasure. And because I worked with him, I got to work with Hiroki Shida, a female wrestler from Japan who had come over for reasons. And that was a tough moment for me because I've watched her stuff and I don't want to, you know, it was just very humbling to be given that opportunity. And I guess my third one would be, growing up, I was a huge fan of Steve Corino. And when I got to wrestle him, it was very tough for me to keep my, like, fandom in check when I was talking to him. Like, you want to talk to him about his battles in 01 and all that stuff. And, yeah, just had to focus.
Yeah, I can't imagine if I were to ever, because I used to be a manager, I had to walk away from the business due to health issues, but I was a manager for a while, and I can't imagine if I ever was on a show and somebody said, hey, Hulk Hogan or Shawn Michaels or somebody like that, or The Undertaker or Ric Flair, or somebody like that was going to be on or at the show, I don't know that I could keep my fandom in check.
It's tough sometimes. I admit I've snuck a picture or two with some people, but generally I make sure that everyone else is doing it before I do.
It actually reminds me of a funny story, because I was at a show one time and Eugene was coming to the show.
Oh, that's cool.
He was supposed to come with somebody and they backed out, but he was bringing somebody else and they said, "Hey, Michael Hayes is coming." I'm thinking Michael P.S. Hayes of the Freebirds. So I'm back there totally marking out, thinking, holy crap, I'm going to meet the founder of the Freebirds, who I am absolutely a huge fan of. And it turned out to be a different Michael Hayes.
For your heart's sake.
It was cool, because the guy was a war hero. The guy had prosthetic leg, and he was humble and nice as could be. So it was an absolute pleasure meeting him. But on the other hand, it was like, I still want to meet the other Michael Hayes.
Deep down, I think everyone does.
Yeah. So, what has been the, you said you're balancing being a student and wrestling. What has been the toughest part of that?
Just scheduling and making it all work. Like, there are times where I'm at shows with my books stuffed into my bag because I didn't have time to, like, switch bags. So I'm exhausted sometimes, and it's hard to be at school all day, study and all that stuff every minute that I can, and, like, be there for the match, if you know what I mean. Like, not physically, but psychologically. So I've taken a bit of a more relaxed schedule. I used to be fairly busy on the Canadian indies. For example, it takes me 16 hours to take bookings in Edmonton from where I am. So it's very, because I'm in the central Canada, it's a long time to go anywhere. So it really sucks. But I used to take a lot of bookings. Seven a month on average. And I've really taken it back to accommodate school better.
I could not imagine having to juggle both. I'm kind of glad I'm out of it, because I'm now focused on building a company that is, it's completely based around professional wrestling, but I don't have to do the traveling or any of the physical stuff. So.
Yeah, the traveling really kills me.
Yeah.
I came back from the last trip to Calgary,
yeah.
And I was just done, like, exhausted, sore. It's more being in the car for 16 hours than taking bumps that does me in. Like, my knees hurt getting out of the car, and I'm like, man, I'm too young to be feeling this way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you seem like a fairly young guy.
Yeah, I'm 33, but thank you.
Well, I'm 39, and I feel like I'm about 95, so.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you, so.
But, so for, I usually ask this of all my guests, for anybody who's looking to get into professional wrestling, what advice would you give them?
Make sure you're going to a good school. And I would say if you're in Canada, Lance Storm School. I would say even if you're not in Canada, Lance Storm School. Or I know the Dudleys have a school. Seth Rollins has a school. Booker T has a school and a great promotion, Reality of Wrestling. If you're going to go with a local guy, make sure they've produced someone who's good, because a lot of people can just take your money and run or not know what they're doing and take your money anyways. And then you end up getting hurt. So, yeah, I guess that's it.
That's very good advice.
Don't take unnecessary head bumps.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
When I was younger and getting started, I became very enamored with Mitsuharu Misawa. So I was emulating that style. And it was a combination of me being young in the business, and because I was so young in the business, not truly knowing exactly what I was doing, taking dangerous head bumps that led to me being hurt a lot more than I should have been at that point. And then a veteran, his name is Adam Knight. He's been around a long time. He's kind of a papa bear to me and my brother in particular. He's like, just stop doing that shit. And then, what do you know? I wasn't hurt as much.
There you go.
Yeah. My body is not cut out to be a strong style, quote, heavyweight.
Yeah, you look more like a... Just from the video I saw of you, you look more like a Finn Balor type build.
Smaller than him, absolutely. Thank you, I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm about out of time. And I want to say thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem.
And absolutely. I look forward to doing it again sometime down the road.
Oh, yeah,
it
sure.
May be
anytime.
A year. It may be a year. It may be 6 months. But I will definitely keep in touch with you and keep up with your career.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Again, anybody else who wants to get in touch with me, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is LeoLondon23. And then YouTube is Leo and David London. Come talk to me about stuff.
Absolutely. But before I let you go, there is one thing I forgot about your Twitter bio, and it says you're a competitive Pokemon player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that video game or cards?
It's the video game, and I do play the card game as well. But the main series game, I'm not talking about Pokemon Go, like the modern version of Pokemon Red and Blue.
Right.
There's a world championship. And if you win enough regional tournaments, you can go to the world championship. So I'm looking to try and go to the world champions because I think it's in Brazil and you get a free flight and all that stuff. The only thing is, I don't think I would actually show up to the matches. I'd be on the beach somewhere.
You know, I can't say I blame you at all. If I got a free flight to Brazil, yeah, my butt's on the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to play Magic the Gathering, not competitively, I was never good at it. Or I would always find somebody that was 10 times better than me. I played a lot for fun and always got my butt kicked. So, but I never could get into Pokemon. But
it's not for everyone. Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah, one of my closest friends who I met through wrestling, he actually played in a lot of very competitive regional Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments. So,
oh.
And he was.
I still play that too.
Pretty easy. Yeah, I never got into it. Yeah, I never got into that either. I always stuck with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, oddly enough, that's the one I never got into. It seemed too ruley for me.
Yeah, it is a little bit heavy on the rules, so. I think that's why I liked it, actually.
Yeah, it's totally
even
fair.
Even though I'm a rule breaker by heart, but, or by mind, I guess. But anyway, once again, thank you very much for being on the show. Look forward to doing it again sometime down the road.
All right, absolutely. Thanks for having me, and goodbye.
Have a good night.
You too, miss.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the gentleman grappler, Leo London. And you can find him all throughout Canada, mainly in Manitoba, it sounds like. So, and you can find him on Twitter at LeoLondon23. So, for Leo London, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.